George. He fixed the gas pipes and the water pipes and the electric wires just like a professional repairman.
That's right. And now that you're satisfied, I'm a good husband. I guess you'll be heading back home. I'll be sorry to see you go.
Not so fast. Let's see if things are really fixed. Turn on that water faucet, Gracie.
All right.
Gas! There's gas coming out of the water faucet.
That's impossible. Turn on the gas stove.
All right.
Oh, no.
I thought so. A handy man, is he? And the gas stove's squirting water.
Well, Mother, it's not so bad. When you want to take a nice hot shower, just crawl in the oven.
Sure.
And I suppose when I'm thirsty, I just turn on the faucet and take gas.
That's an idea.
What was that?
Nothing, just a slip of the tongue.
Well, it'll be a novelty when you turn on the faucet to wash vegetables. It'll be the first time people ever gave ravages gas.
Wait right here. I'll go down to the basement and make a few changes. I switched a few wires and pipes around. Turn on the gas now.
All right.
What happened?
The lights went on in the living room.
I'll turn on the water faucet. There. What's that?
The phone's ringing.
Well, answer it.
Hello?
Who is it, dear?
It's you, Judge. You're talking in the faucet.
Well, I give up.
It's about time. And go see who that is standing at your front door.
I didn't hear the door buzzer.
Well, neither did I. I'll go with you, dear. Excuse us, Mother.
Howdy, little lady.
Oh, hello, Mr. Judson.
Howdy, little man.
Hiya, Tex.
Say, I'm afraid I'm a mite damp. I pushed your door buzzer and the lawn sprinklers went on.
Oh, fine.
George has been trying to fix the plumbing and the wiring to show my mother he's a handy man.
Yeah, but I can't do it. I'll have to give up and call the repairman Joe Bagley recommended.
Why, shucks, I'll fix it for you.
Can you fix plumbing?
Well, I wish I had $1,000,000 for every oil well I pipe. Come to think of it, I have.
See, George, I've got a wonderful idea. If Mr. Judson can slip down to the basement without Mother seeing him, we can tell her that you fixed everything.
Yeah. Then she'll go home.
Well, now, I'd regret not meeting your mother, little lady. I bet she's as pretty as a movie star.
She's got the looks and build of a Texas steer.
Prettier than a movie star.
Yeah, she's a doll. Well, come on, Mr. Judson. We'll slip in the basement window. Now, Gracie, don't let your mother come down the basement. If she sees Judson, I'm finished.
Oh, don't worry. I'll keep Mom in the kitchen. Good luck, Mr. Judson. Hope you can lift those pipes. They're awfully heavy.
Well, now, don't you worry. I can lift them with one little jerk.
He'll help you, but don't call him that.
He'll help me, but don't...
What's that?
Well, that's George, Mama. He's back down in the basement fixing everything.
Well, I suppose this time he'll have the water squirting out of the light socket. Then he'll go down to the basement and see that he doesn't kill us all in time.
Oh, no, don't go down to the basement.
Why not?
Why not? Yes. Well, George doesn't like to have an audience when he works. You know, that's why he was so happy in Vaudeville.
Well, I think...
Oh, there's someone at the back door. Come in.
Hello, all. Came to the back door because your front lawn sprinklers are on.
Oh, well, that's all right, Meredith. Have you met my mother?
No, I haven't. But any mother of yours is a friend of mine.
Well, I want you two to meet. This is my mother, Meredith Wilson.
Oh, what a coincidence. We have the same name.
Well,
I don't have to stand here and listen to this simpleton. I'll go down the basement and see how the other one's doing.
Oh, no, Mother. We'll send this one down.
I shall be happy to descend to the basement and observe the progress of the other one. Pleased to have met you, Gracie's mother.
I'm glad it's over, too. Gracie, I think I'd better look down the basement and see how your husband's doing.
Oh, wait, Mama. Bill Goodwin just drove up the driveway. I'm very anxious for you to talk to him.
Why?
Why? Well, he's Irish like you are.
He's a son of old Aaron?
Yeah, that's his father, old Aaron Goodwin. excuse me, Mama. I'll let him in the back door.
Hi, Gracie. I was driving Professor Korkendorfer downtown. I thought I'd stop and see how the...
Bill, don't ask me any questions, but you're Irish and you're keeping Mama out of the basement.
No questions, huh? No. Well, I'm game. I'll be right out, Professor Korkendorfer.
Mother, I want you to meet that handsome Irishman, Mr. Bill O'Goodwin.
O'Goodwin? Uh-huh. But, Doctor, a moment ago it was just Goodwin.
Well, my girlfriend's changed it for me. You see, whenever they're on a date with me, they keep saying, "Oh, Goodwin. Oh, Goodwin."
Tell me now, what part of the Owl Sod is your favorite?
Griffith Park.
This man doesn't sound like an Irishman to me. I'm going down to the basement to watch me stupid son-in-law.
Faith, now, Mrs. Allen, sure you're not to be going down a dark and dirty basement and depriving me the company of a colleen as young and pretty as yourself, Miss Evers.
Go along with you. Gracie, did Mr. O'Goodwin kiss the Blarney Stone?
No, Mama. He doesn't waste his time on things that can't kiss back. Oh, George.
Yeah?
I'm taking Mama over to Dr. Miller, the psychiatrist.
It's about time.
Come and get us when you're ready.
Well, job's all done, little man. Your plumbing and wine is all TX.
TX? You mean okay.
In Texas, we say TX. Okay reminds us of Oklahoma.
Where's Meredith?
Well, to keep him out of the way, I told him to sit in the corner and smell that water pipe to see if there was any gas coming out.
Oh. Well, thanks a million, Mr. Judson. I'd offer to pay her, but all I've got with me is cash.
All you've got is cash. Oh, I despise your sense of humor, little man. I'll be seeing you.
Come on, Meredith. Let's get Gracie and her mother.
Oh, no, George. A leak might still occur in this pipe. I shall stay by my post and smell.
Suit yourself, Stinky.
Bill, are you still in the house here? Here is Professor Korkendorfer. I'm tired of waiting in the automobile. Hello? Speak up, somebody.
I'm down here, Professor.
Somebody spoke?
Yes, I'm Meredith Wilson in the basement.
Who are you when you're upstairs?
Meredith Wilson. Why don't you come down and join me? You're standing right at the head of the steps.
You don't gotta tell me there's the steps. I got ice like a hound. Here I go.
Gee, Professor, I'm afraid you missed the steps.
That's ridiculous. I hit every one of them.
What are you doing here? I'm smelling this water pipe to see if gas comes out.
Gas out of a water pipe? Something is wrong with the plumbing here. While I'm waiting for my friend Bill Goodwin, I'm going to fix it.
But, Professor, I think everything is fixed.
I got to have a look-see once. I got ice like a house. Aha! Here is the trouble with the plumbing. They got soft pipes.
Professor, you're holding my leg.
So? How could you have such skinny legs and such a big stomach? No.
That's a hot water heater.
Well, anyhow, I'm going to fix the whole works. Now, first, I clear away these spider webs.
Professor, those spider webs were electric wires.
Smart spiders. Now they kill the flies by electrocution. Well, I got no time for bugs. I get busy now and fix the plumbing.
Come in, Gracie. Come in, Mama. I want you to see that I've got the plumbing and wiring all in apple pie order.
Oh, George, I'm so proud of you. Mama's been calling you that little schnook who can't fix things. Now she'll have to change her tune.
Yeah.
Now she'll have to call you that little schnook who can fix things.
Yeah, again.
Well, if it's true that he fixed things, I'll pack up and go home tonight. Otherwise, I'll be staying until Christmas.
Turn on that water, Mama, and see for yourself.
Yes!
That's impossible. Turn on the gas.
What would you like for Christmas dinner, Mama?